Premium engine performance starts at Shell with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Just like premium dance performances start with rehearsal. So choose Shell V-Power Nitro Plus, engineered with triple action protection against gunk, corrosion, and wear for optimal engine performance. And now through September 2nd, fuel rewards members can save up to 10 cents a gallon after every fill-up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Rewards valid on future fill-up for minimum 5-gallon purchase. Members with silver status save up to 8 cents a gallon at participating Shell stations only. Limit 20 gallons. See fuelrewards.com/nitro for details.
Remember when you couldn't order a ride at the press of a button? Or get online without hearing this? Or get Domino's delivered to over 150,000 unexpected outdoor locations?
Wait, what?
Introducing Domino's Hotspots. You can finally get pizza delivered right to the beach, the quad, or the dog park. Not at home? Not a problem. Find a Domino's Hotspot near you and get two medium two-topping pizzas delivered for $5.99 each. Two at a minimum. Handmade pan pizzas will be extra. Ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Restrictions apply. Visit Domino's.com for details on Domino's Hotspots.
The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of 1041 KQTH or the EW Scripps Company.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Thank you once again for tuning into the most delicious hour on radio. It is Saturday. It is 5 o'clock and it is party time. You know we took the last show last Saturday. And we got a lot of music going on back in the studio and it makes its way going down. There we go. We took last week talking about half of this big culinary and cocktail cruise that our group is going to be experiencing in the fall of 2019. We're going to be going through the Amalfi Coast and the Greek Isles. And last week we talked all about the Italy and the Malta parts of our excursion, but we are here today dedicating the entire hour to the culture and the cuisine of Greece, because we're going to be experiencing the Greek Isles, and when you're in southern Arizona and you want to know what Greek culture and cuisine is all about, why don't you come down and join us right now at our live broadcast from the house that George built. We are broadcasting live from Pelio Grill and Greek Taverna, anchoring the east end of Main Gate Square on University Boulevard and Park. This is move-in day. All the co-eds are running around looking for their place to live. All their relieved parents are heading back home with a smile on their face. Anyway, here to help us steer the ship, so to speak, is our celebrity co-host for this hour. She is a luxury travel specialist. This cruise, fellow foodies, would not be possible without the diligence, without the meticulous care, without the attention of our celebrity co-host. She works for Bon Voyage Travel. It's summertime whenever she's in the house. Lisa Summer is here. Lisa, how are you?
Hi, Matt. Doing great. Thank you for having me today. This is fantastic. And what a fantastic restaurant we're at. Thank you.
Pelio Grill. Yes. I mean, look, some say you don't have to travel to Greece. We're going to be doing it next year. But you don't have to travel to Greece to experience real Greek culture. George Marcou and his team manifest it every single day. They call it work. We call it joy. But I couldn't imagine doing the show without you because, as I said, you and your team have put together this amazing experience. We talked about Italy last week. We're talking about Greece today. And you and your team have put together some life-changing, mind-blowing opportunities for us to experience Greece in real time. What do you guys have up your sleeve for us in the fall of 2019?
Oh, my goodness. We are getting ready for this trip. It is going to be absolutely fantastic, and it's high energy and so much on board.
Oh, thank God. Fantastic. Thank God it's high energy. I'd be out of place if it weren't.
It is. The celebrity edge is going to be fantastic, and it is changing the way cruising is done. There is so much on board the ship that is available. It is like you won't even want to get off the ship. And we're going to be in these fantastic ports. And Greece is on the itinerary, and here we are today.
It's so much fun. We talked to a guy from Celebrity Cruises last week on the show. He reminds us that the ship that we're going to be on, the Celebrity Edge, has not even had its maiden voyage yet. I mean, that's happening in a couple of months. This is a brand new ship. They haven't left a stone unturned. This is probably the most glorious vessel ever to hit the waterways in the world.
It is. And the ship itself is totally a new dynamic with cruise. cruising. As far as the front facing on board the ship, there is the flying carpet that is on the side of the ship where you can move between the different decks and enjoy food on the flying carpet and the bar on the flying carpet. There's an outside garden that is spectacular and a multi-layer track that you can run on the ship. It is fantastic.
So there is so much happening on board, and you and your team have put together some great things like a wine tasting kickoff and a world mixology session. We're going to be having a great time on board, but
yes.
On shore, when we actually hit the shore of some of these great ports, you can't go to Greece without sipping a little ouzo, and we're going to be sipping some ouzo in style, Lisa Summer.
But we are. We have a fantastic day planned where we're going to do the Cipro distillery and see the process of how an ouzo is made and tasted and enjoy food with it, and head over to the olive groves and basically do seed to bottle and see how they grow, the different varieties.
Seed to bottle. I absolutely love that. So we're going to immerse ourselves in premium olive oil.
Yes.
I mean, I like to bathe in olive oil myself.
Oh, nice.
So anyway, you know, sometimes I go over there, I want to like start an IV. That's how much I love olive oil. But let's get back to the ouzo for a second. So the distillery that we're going to be touring, I understand, has been making ouzo in Greece for 145 years. If you want to understand the family aspect and the culture of this spirit, you might as well go to a place that's been doing it for a couple of hundred years.
There you go. Right there. And we'll be at their doorstep trying it.
All right. So we're
enjoying
it. We're going to be sipping a little bit of ouzo, understanding how Greece's national spirit is made. We're going to haul off into the olive groves, seeing how they produce their yield, and really get a behind-the-scenes look at actually how that oil is made. And from an extraction perspective, I understand Greek olive oil is some of the best in the world.
Oh, absolutely amazing. You'll want to bring home a case, no doubt.
I think I better maybe not stop at one.
Yes, you need an empty piece of luggage to bring it back with you.
What are some of the other ports that we're going to be visiting in Greece?
So we'll first have Santorini, Athens, Mykonos, Nymphalian, and in Olympia.
Right. Okay.
Yep.
So what you're doing is identifying the must visits. I mean, Greece, you know, we could spend 2 weeks just in Greece, but what you guys have, you've curated a list of the best of Greece. If you want to experience, you know, all the kind of the different layers of the Greece story, you've really extracted what we need to do, and we're going to be doing that. We're going to be able to make it our own and experience what life is like on the streets, in addition to doing some eating and drinking, not necessarily in that order, and be Greeks for a day.
Exactly. So we have these special tours set up and arranged for the group, let alone you'll have time yourself to enjoy the culture and do different activities in each port.
We're talking to Lisa Summer. She is a luxury travel specialist with Bon Voyage Travel. She's our celebrity co-host here for the full hour on our live broadcast from Pelio Grill. Now, what's it like being a luxury travel specialist? I mean, every day you get to talk with people like me who have dreams about where they want to explore in the world, what they want to do. They don't want to just go to point A to point B and call that a trip. They want a life-changing trip. What's that like to do every single day?
It's awesome. Let me tell you, it is definitely awesome. You get to find out what really brings joy in people's lives and make it happen. And that is the foundation of what we work on, is trying to make dreams come true and experiences happen so that you're not just visiting a country or a city, that you're actually experiencing the culture, the activities, whatever it is that's your dream to happen, we make it happen.
I love that. I want to ask you about your last trip. You know, I rarely go east of Golf Links, so I want you to tell our out, I should say. Tell me, what was your last trip abroad?
Well, I just happened to be on Celebrity in June in the Caribbean and had a fantastic time. You know, the staff, the ship, the ports, really was special. But my husband and I, we travel quite a bit. We have been to the Mediterranean, and did a river cruise. I mean, we try to travel and see different regions all the time.
It's always summertime in the summer household.
It is.
I've been practicing that for 2 weeks. Anyway, if you want to learn a little bit more about this cruise that we have put together for you, go to onthemenulive.com, click on the cruise link. All of the information is going to be there. You will be able to get a step-by-step experience. A story really unfolds with every click. You will be able to find out exactly more about the ship we're going to be sailing on, more about the 30 restaurants and bars that are on board, more about the excursions that Lisa talked about, not only in Greece, but in Italy and Malta, 11 nights on the water. It is going to be great. Lisa, thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of valued sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to our very respected, very valued, the insightful, our resident Olive Oil Authority in Southern Arizona. Tom Alfonso of Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics is going to be with us on the other side of this break, talking a little Greek olive oil story. In the meantime, you're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. We'll be right back.
When it comes to rustic cuisine, there's a promise and a purity that rustic stands for. And One Foothills Restaurant is putting rustic right at the center of the plate. Commoner & Co. Executive Chef Kyle Nottingham says rustic is about those dishes that take you back to a moment in time. A special place, a memory in the making, all what he calls pivotal parts of the dining experience. And Kyle's new seasonal menu is a true rustic reward, like his Southwest-inspired mac and cheese with local chorizo, house-made pasta, and a five-cheese bechamel, and his pan-seared rainbow trout with couscous and a blistered grape and herb salad. His New York strip has also become a quick hit with its fresh tomatillo salsa, as well as his shrimp gazpacho with cucumber, melon, and summer peppers. Commoner's new cocktail menu is also a celebration of the season with fresh, floral, and fragrant expressions of the spirits that we all love. Taste some summer today at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb. I'll see you there. Rise and shine, fellow foodies. It's time to wake up and start your day the right way. With a craft cocktail, of course. Wait, what? Yes, our friends at the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro in Northwest Tucson are giving all of us a great reason to get out of bed in the morning with their Wake Up Happy Hour, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 10 a.m. Get happy with some small breakfast dishes and cocktails for only $6 each, like their sweet potato fries topped with an egg and homemade sausage gravy paired with the girls' award-winning 24-carat margarita. Oh, yeah, that's the one made with the real organic carrot juice. Talk about a hefty helping of happy. Choose from a range of dishes and signature cocktails and have fun making the most out of your morning hours at Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro. Voted best place to eat gluten-free on North Oracle Road, just south of Rudisill.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live in this entire hour dedicated to the culture and the cuisine of Greece, and nowhere better to do it than at Pelio Grill in Main Gate Square, anchoring the historic east end of Main Gate Square. We are literally steps away from the University of Arizona's Main Gate. We are surrounded by the Greek story. Here back with us from Bon Voyage Travel is our celebrity co-host, the luxury travel specialist, Lisa Summer. Having a great time?
Woohoo!
I've chosen to have a sip of the Fix Hellas beer. You can get some Greek beer and wine here at Pelio Grill. The actual beer that I'm drinking now actually dates back to 1860s. This brewery has been doing things in Greece since the 1860s. Talk about a testament to tradition, and they just have it ice cold here at Pelio Grill.
Wonderful.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about olive oil, because, you know, when you're thinking about Greek culture at the center of the plate, you cannot have that conversation without understanding and appreciating the story that olive oil plays, the role that olive oil plays in the story. And Hilda, help us understand exactly what we have to experience when we visit Greece next fall from Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, Mr. Tom Alfonso. Tom, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Matt?
Hey, we're doing great. Wish you were here, man. But look, I know this is like busy, busy time for you. People
it
are
is.
Shopping one of your two stores, tasting through the hemispheres of oils. But look, I really wish that you were going with us on this cruise, Tom. We'll talk about that.
I mean, there's still time. There's still time to talk about that.
Exactly. So I'm curious, Tom. I mean, one of the first times that you led us on a tasting, Nancy and myself, at your place, you snuck in a little Greek olive oil into the flight, and I loved the distinctness that the Greek olive oil represented when it was served alongside of other oils from other olives in other parts of the world. When you're thinking about the Greek olive and its expressions in premium, fresh, extra virgin olive oil, what are the kinds of things that we should know?
Well, Greece is known for Koroniki. That's where that varietal originated. So Koroniki olive is really aromatic. It's usually a robust oil. It's got a nice complex aroma. It's a little bit herbal. And then it's got that nice pungent peppery at the end.
Oh, I love it.
You know, so Greece, usually you'll see the Greece Koroniki olive oil.
Okay, so we're talking about an oil, an olive that really yields
aromatic, robust, complex, a little peppery notes. And Tom, you've known me for a long time. When you are serving an oil that should be the house oil at the Russell residence, I would think the Koroniki should take center stage.
It should. It should take center stage. It's one of our customer favorites. And now, of course, we get it from other hemispheres because Greece, when you go in October, I believe your trip's in October,
right,
that's going to be prime harvest season, so you're going to be tasting some of the freshest olive oil there is.
Oh, Lisa,
I
mean,
wonderful.
Oh, my God.
You know, and we'll get some from some of the other areas because now everybody's, you know, using that varietal. They're growing that varietal. I think we have one coming in from Chile in a couple weeks of that varietal. But, you know, Greece is the third largest producer of olive oil.
In the entire globe.
Wow.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're going to be experiencing a little bit of history there.
Greece, Crete, 30 million trees in Crete alone, and that is the largest producer in Greece, is the Crete
30
area.
30 million olive trees in Crete alone? Crete.
Yes.
So many olives for a little time, Lisa Summer.
That's a lot of seeds.
You guys might be busy picking, you know.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. So we're actually going to be skipping through the groves. Tom Alfonso, I don't know if it was the last time you saw me skip, but it's going to be one for the books. What are the kinds of things that you think we're going to be experiencing when we are really, as Lisa said earlier, experiencing this seed-to-bottle production process?
Yes, you're gonna see they're going to put large nets across the ground. They're going to shake the trees with sticks and manual labor.
Wow.
They may use some automatic labor, tree shaker. And they'll take these nets with the olives on it, and they'll bring them back to the mill. And then they'll go ahead and they'll crush those olives that were picked. And what they do is they'll put them, usually they're going to put them on a conveyor. It's going to have a big fan on it. It's going to blow off all the leaves and sticks that may have gotten into it. It's going to wash them, and then it's going to put them into a crusher and then a malaxer and then a centrifuge, which will spin it. And one side's going to come out the oil, and the other side's going to come out the paste. And you're going to be able to taste something amazing.
And I'll be the one with his mouth wide open under the fusty nozzle. Tom, now you talk about harvest. We're going to be there in the middle of harvest, and when you talk about harvest for olives or harvest for grapes with wine, I can just imagine the aromas that we're going to be experiencing coming off of that fruit.
Yes, it's gonna have an amazing aroma. I mean, you're gonna be smelling the olives. It's, you know, the oil's gonna have a nice aromatic smell to it. You're really gonna enjoy it. You're gonna have a good time. One, you know, don't eat an olive off of the tree.
Okay, good to know.
Because
don't eat an olive off of the tree, he says.
No. If you've ever
remember
what
happened the last time someone ate something off of a tree when he shouldn't have.
There you
we,
go.
We're all too familiar, Tom, and we are
exactly.
All paying the price, but that's for another show. But we have just about 45 seconds left. Can you get us caught up on what's happening at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics these days?
We're getting ready to switch over to Southern Hemisphere, so we have a few in the store right now from Chile, and we're waiting for some Australian oils to come in. And a South African oil and a nice Coratina from South Africa where the polyphenols are going to be up in the 800s. So it's going to be a really nice, robust oil. So.
Beautiful. Go visit Tom and Nancy Alfonso. He's got two locations in St. Philip Plaza right there on River and Campbell, also on the corner of Oracle and McGee. You have to go in there and taste across a flight of the freshest olive oil that you can find in this community and of specially aged balsamic vinegars that come from Modena, Italy. Anyway, Tom, thank you so much. Let's get together and have a couple of shots of oil and keep the conversation going.
Exactly. Enjoy.
Thanks so much, Tom.
Okay,
we're
going to
take another quick commercial break and thank some more sponsors. And when we come back, all rise. The Honorable Chris Cohen from Young's Market Company is in the house. We're going to be talking a little ouzo right on the other side of this break. In the meantime, you're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't you dare go away.
Hey guys, summer is in full swing, which means that I'm in my pool day and night. And with all the entertaining I do, I can't afford to have a pool that doesn't sparkle. And that's why I've put my trust in Ambiance Pool Service. Locally owned and operated, Ambiance will keep your pool operating efficiently and effectively all the time. But they're so much more than weekly cleaning service. Their licensed technicians are my go-to team for equipment installation and repairs as well. In fact, they just installed a cool LED lighting system for me that keeps my pool parties going deep into the night. Put an end to that constant battle over contaminants once and for all and call Ambiance Pool Service today. 425-9186. That's 425-9186. Or swim over to AmbiancePoolService.com to learn more. Imagine, if you will, the vibrant flavors of Spanish cuisine, the fresh aromatics of the mountains and valleys of Portugal, the warmth of an embrace by the Italian coastline. These images are brought to you by some of the most delicious extra virgin olive oils under the sun. And you can give your palate a passport to the olive capitals of the world by stopping into Alfonso's today. That's Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. These ultra-fresh oils range from mild to robust, some with subtle notes of fruit, tomato, and grass, and others with notes of brine, herbs, and spice. And each of them is perfect for cooking, for finishing and drizzling, or simply enjoying neat with fresh baked bread. And then have some fun by sampling their portfolio of fused and infused oils, like one of my favorites, the wild mushroom and sage. Pair your favorite oils with their more than 20 aged balsamic vinegars and let the party commence. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics on the southeast corner of River and Campbell and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today, fellow foodies, at AlfonsoOliveOil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back, fellow foodies, fellow luxury travelers. We're broadcasting live from Filio Grill, Greek Taverna, and Catering, right here at the historic east end of Main Gate Square, talking about the culture and the cuisine and soon to be the cocktails of Greece with our honorable celebrity co-host from Bon Voyage Travel, Lisa Summer. Having a great time. My beer is almost running empty, but that's another story. I'll fix that in a minute. Here's a guy whose glass is never empty. He is one of our resident spirituous advisors for On the Menu Live. I love having this cat on the show. He knows more about booze than anybody under the sun. From Young's Market Company, put your hands together for Chris Cohen. Chris,
thank you very much.
How you doing, brother?
I love the title. I don't know if I can say I know more than anybody under the sun, but I'm learning more every day, so it's great.
You know what? When you stop learning, you stop living.
Exactly.
Okay?
And my glass is almost empty, too.
Well, that's a rarity. Take
See?
A picture, somebody.
We're right here.
Please.
We're right here.
Well, you can't get another one because you're strapped to a headset.
That's all right.
But anyway, man, we're going to be over in Greece. We're going to be going to a distillery, an Ouzo and Sapporo distillery. They've been making this stuff for 145 years. Family-run, generations. We're talking Ouzo in its magnificence. Well, do you love this stuff or what?
You talk about 145 years, but that family's probably been making it for 1,000 years. You know, they're passing these recipes down. So they take their base spirit, which they've been making forever, and they all have their different ingredients they throw into it. But who knows how long that actual recipe has been around for.
Right.
So 145 years that distillery's been around, but just think of the lineage that goes beyond that. It's just crazy.
And that's what I love about the old world. You know, I mean, there's just generations and generations of people contributing to that story. You an Ouzo guy at heart?
Any of those different types of spirits. So Sambuca, Ouzo, you know, there's a time and place for just about anything, and especially with food. And, of course, you know, this is a food and beverage tour that you're taking.
It is.
It's perfect. It's exactly what you're going to be doing. It's not something that you're probably just going to sit on the ship and just drink bottle after bottle of Ouzo. You're going to have food with it. You're going to have a big plate of food in front of you the entire
too.
Time.
Well, we're going to do that, too.
You're do
but we're also
going
to get off the ship, get some exercise,
yeah.
and go,
yeah,
tour,
yeah.
go tour a distillery. You know, you got to hydrate, you know?
Exactly. Well,
but anyway, get our listeners up to speed on exactly what Ouzo
sure,
is.
So speaking of hydration, a lot of people, there's kind of a misconception that when you see people drinking Sambuca, for example, you see it in a little snifter, maybe you have the three espresso beans in there.
Right.
But with Ouzo, you're going to want to water it down. So the, you know, the rule basically is to do a half and half, 50-50 water to Ouzo.
Oh.
And when you do that, you see basically it's a scientific term is louching. So what happens is it becomes cloudy. So when you add the water into it, it's actually separating the oil particulate from the alcohol. by putting the water in there. So it's kind of like water and oil don't mix, right?
Right.
So it makes it cloudy. So when you mix the two together, it makes it almost milky white.
At that ratio. I mean, I understand doing a couple of drops of distilled water in your bourbon to kind of release the serpent.
Sure.
Then open it up. You're saying 50-50.
Yeah, well, and it's funny enough, when you look at non-cold filtered alcohol, it's what we don't typically get in the United States. It all does that. So there's oils in all the alcohols, and when you add the water to it, it helps all of that to kind of come apart. And so all alcohol would actually do that if they didn't go through a cold filtration system.
Now, you have this intense kind of in-your-face licorice experience, the licorice notes, the profile. Where does that come from? I mean, is ouzo distilled from, I mean, is it a grape? Is it a grain? Is it a fruit? Is it a vegetable?
So the base spirit, for anyone who's familiar with grappa, so it's the pomace.
All too familiar.
So,
the pomace.
Yeah, so I'll try to break down all these technical terms, but the pomace is what's left over after the winemaking process. So they take that and they repress whatever's left over, and they take all of that and distill it. So they're
taking, we're talking about
basically
like
the remnants. Exactly. Stems, skins, seeds, whatever's there. They press all of the leftover juice out of that. They redistill that liquid, and that's where you get your base spirit from.
Oh, my, fascinating. So there's nothing that goes to waste.
Correct.
This is a distillation exercise that is all about environmental sustainability.
Well, and you think about a lot of these things, and when you don't have a lot of money, or you're a farmer, or you know you have limited means, you've got to stretch everything as far as you can go. So making something like grappa, or making something like the base spirit of ouzo, it just makes sense because they have to use every single thing. And, of course, they want to have an amazing spirit to drink while they're having all of their limited means. You know, it keeps their livelihood up.
At this distillery, they're also distilling Sapporo.
Yes.
Now, I've had a Sapporo at Mr. Ons from time
sure.
to time, but this is Sapporo with a T.
Yeah, and I've actually looked it up a lot, and I've talked to people who speak Greek and Google Translate and everything, and it actually, when you hear it, it sounds more like Siuro.
Oh, Siuro.
So the P kind of gets lost.
Okay. And yeah. Is it along the same lines in terms of extracting from the leftover?
Yeah, so it's the same thing. It's just not up to the government standards to be considered ouzo, so they don't have to go through the stringent processes of having specific ingredients and having a specific proof and being made in a very specific way. It's kind of like bourbon or Chianti,
right,
or having some sort of government sanction telling you that this product is quality because it follows all these procedures.
I love that. Okay, so ouzo, Sapporo, or however you pronounced it,
Siro.
In the Cohen household, are these spirits aperitivos? Are they digestivos? Are they in betweenos? I mean, what are they?
they can be anything O's, but really you're going to have them kind of like our Fernet Branca party last weekend.
Oh.
They're going to be something that you consume after. So it's definitely for digestion. If you think about, many cultures have different anise products. So if you go to, say, for example, an Indian restaurant, they oftentimes will give you a little carafe of just fennel seeds. So it's all good for digestion. So whether it's the ouzo, the sambuca, or anything in that kind of realm, it's going to be for aiding digestion.
Chris Cohen is our ouzo master. He is helping to guide us as we prepare our palates for wonderful spirits in Greece. Chris, with Young's Market Company, I'll be seeing you on September the 13th.
Yes.
And we're going to be telling our audience about that a little bit later on. But
perfect.
For now, we got to take a quick news break.
Easy enough.
And thanks to more sponsors. When we come back, the man of the hour, George Marcoux, is in the house in this live broadcast from Peleo Grill. Stick around, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
Cheers.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and you've heard me talk about Tino's Pizza for quite a while. Not only for their consistency and quality ingredients, but simply for the way they've done business here for nearly 35 years. You see, their family business is built on relationships. It's about a great staff with a style of service that keeps the customer at the center of everything they do, while serving up pizzas, calzones, wings, salads, wines, and craft beers, all in a setting that captures the essence of those neighborhood pizza places that we all remember growing up. So whether it's meeting friends and family there for a casual lunch or dinner, swinging by for some food and growlers to go, getting it delivered directly to your door, or having them cater your next special event, just ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tanqueverty Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town, or check them out online at tinospizza.com. Hey, it's Matt Russell, and I am so excited to announce the next in our series of global culinary and cocktail adventures, and you're invited. In October of 2019, we'll be heading to the Amalfi Coast and the Greek Isles on The Edge, Celebrity Cruise's newest ship, with nearly 30 unique restaurants and bars on board. We'll set sail from Rome, hitting some of the regions of the world known for their Epicurean excellence, including Sicily and Naples, Athens and Olympia, and a host of other delicious destinations on this 11-night adventure. We'll also enjoy exclusive excursions that have been meticulously created just for our group by our partners at Bon Voyage Travel, including a day of food and wine on the island of Malta, as well as a private tour and tasting at an ouzo distillery in Greece. We'll get a behind-the-scenes look at how their national spirit is made before we head to some local olive groves to immerse ourselves in premium olive oil. And we've added some exciting events on board as well, from our wine tasting kickoff to a private world mixology session. Let the countdown commence for the food and beverage trip of a lifetime and reserve your cabin while it's still available. Go to onthemenulive.com and click on the cruise link to learn more. That's onthemenulive.com and click on the cruise link. Bon voyage!
Greece. I feel like I've just taken transported my palate to the Parthenon. I am here broadcasting live from the epicenter of Greek culture and Greek cuisine here in Southern Arizona. Of course, we are at Pelio Grill, Greek Taverna and Catering, and we're going to be talking about the catering part here in just a minute, but let me remind all of our fellow foodies, this show would not be possible were it not for our very forward-thinking and loyal sponsors. This show, I would not be able to run my mouth every Saturday at 5 o'clock were it not for these organizations that take local seriously, that take family seriously, and the opportunities to bring family into the restaurant story. These are the people that make it all happen, and I am grateful for their support. Ambiance, pool service, Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, Boca Tacos and Tequila, Commoner & Co., Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, Jerry's Cigars, Tito's Pizza, Tucson Foodie, Nancy Russell, our certified personal trainer, and Russell Public Communications. A big round of applause for all of our sponsors here. Back with our celebrity co-host, a luxury travel specialist with Bon Voyage Travel, Lisa Summer. It's always summertime in the summer house. The show is halfway over. Where did the time go?
It has gone so fast. Especially when you're in Greece enjoying it.
Exactly. Must be the Fix Hellas, or I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that right. But there's one guy in the house who can tell me if I am butchering the native tongue or if I am paying homage to the native tongue. He is the man that is at the center of the Greek experience here at Pelio Grill. Put your hands together for Brother George Marcou. George, how you doing, man?
Good. Nice to see you, Mark.
Is it Hellas? Fix Hellas?
Hellas.
Elas. The H is silent.
Exactly.
Okay, these guys have been making beer in Greece since 1840-something.
Yep.
I guess they got it right.
Yeah, they sure do.
We are so excited, George.
Now, before we go on, I want to make it clear, you guys do need a chaperone, right?
That's right. I mean, it would be a disservice
I work cheap.
To go there without George.
Just saying.
I do need someone to carry our suitcases.
There you go.
I don't know if you've ever lifted a suitcase packed by Nancy Russell, but it requires a certain level of strength that you have to call on.
No, but
it requires, you have no idea how many times I've been at the gate where they have to take things out of her suitcase and put it into mine. That is enough to put marriages at risk, George Marcou. But we survive. We find a way.
I do know how to call a taxi.
Okay, that's all we need. I got to tell you, when you're talking about Greek food and Greek culture, you're the man to talk to because, look, your whole story, your whole recipes, your whole menu all comes from the motherland. I remember when you were first on the show, you were saying that there is a binder, there is a book, handwritten recipes from your parents and grandparents that you keep under lock and key, for crying out loud.
Still have it.
Still do.
Still look at it every once in a while.
And when you
what
go home.
Treasure.
Yeah, seriously. It's got to be like an armored truck to take them back home with this thing. First time you were on the show, George Marcou, I asked you, what is it about the Greek culture that is just so, so much part of the history of the world? And you said, look, we as Greeks, we love to live. We love great food, we love great company, and we sure do love politics.
And it's still the same. Nothing has changed.
And it is. I tell you what. So, Pelio Grill, last time we were here, it was the Fat Greek. I think this is the first time we've been doing a show here since it was the Pelio Grill. What's the story behind the name?
Well, I went through a flood, and just to make a quick story short, that time my dad had passed away. He's from the place called Pelio. And that's a mountain between northern Greece. So I decided to change the name from Fat Greek because a lot of people were associating us with some other chain.
Place owned by a guy from Detroit,
yeah, exactly,
or whatever.
Whatever it is. So in honor of him, I decided to change it to Pilio Grill, and that's the name of it.
Beautiful. Stands it as a tribute to the old man.
Yep.
Who could not have done it any better. And look, a fix Alas just mysteriously dropped down in front of me to replace the one that is no longer here by Chris Cohen. Because, George, that's what Chris does. He's a giver.
That's okay.
You can get Greek beer and Greek wine here.
Absolutely.
At Pilio, right?
Absolutely. You know it.
And that kind of makes a great pairing, maximizes the pairing potential when you're talking about Greek food. We're going to be talking that about your cuisine in a minute. But as Lisa Summers said, we actually have this pretty robust itinerary. We're going to be visiting Nafplion, which is the old capital, Athens, Olympia, Santorini, Mykonos.
Mykonos.
How should we prepare ourselves? And sort of mentally and physically and palatally for these experiences that we're going to have. What can we expect to experience when we take our palates on a tour of the best of Greece?
Well, you're going to go through your traditional dishes of gyros, souvlaki, and all that stuff. And in Athens, you're going to find out, Spanakopita, moussaka. And then once you go farther into, actually out on the islands, then you're going to be dealing with the octopus, different kinds of fishes. I'm sure shrimp, you name it. So you're going to just get a variety of just everything that's surrounding Greece.
And I think that's kind of an interesting segue into the menu here because, I wasn't aware. I mean, in the United States, in the Western world, Greek food is Greek food. You go to a Greek restaurant, you have certain expectations for what you're going to have. But I didn't know, George, that there were regional expressions of the cuisine just like there are here in the United States. I mean, barbecue, for example. There's Texas style. There's North Carolina. There's Memphis. There's down south. But barbecue is barbecue to a lot of other people. There are different traditions associated with each of these communities from a culinary point of view.
Absolutely. And usually the farther north you go, there tend to be more based on tomato sauce, kind of heavier type of a food.
Huh.
And then the southern that you go is just a lighter, kind of like Italy. You have northern Italy that's different than southern Italy. It's the same way.
So are you an ouzo guy, George Marco?
No, actually I'm a tsipouro guy.
Okay, so we learned a little
tsipouro,
bit about tsipouro.
You can drink as much as you want, and you will not pass out if you did right.
Okay, wait
ouzo.
A minute. I'm writing this down. This is take home tools and tips
and techniques
from George Marco. You can drink as much tsipouro as you want.
As long as you eat at the same time.
Okay, you have to do that.
Yes.
What do you love about this spirit? I mean, this has as much of a historic a place in the story of Greece as does the ouzo, right?
If it's as pure as it should be, you will not wake up with a headache.
Man.
Ouzo will give you a headache the next morning.
Okay. Well, we're going to put that very bold claim to the test when we're in the motherland. We're going to be going side by side. Shot by shot.
And if you go farther down south and you go to Crete, then you'll deal with raki.
Oh, that's right. Raki. That's the other spirit that actually has
correct.
That same anise kind of...
And you might find it in some of the islands also.
And I understand that it's Rakia?
Raki.
Right, and even down in the Macedonia area, that's another kind of spirit that they're celebrating down there as well.
You're talking about the Greek Macedonia, not Skopje, right?
Let's talk about Skopje.
Okay. Skopje is fine.
Okay.
You gotta, make sure not get the
well.
Okay.
Because it's
get political here.
Okay. But you Greeks love politics.
You know it.
But anyway, when you take your palate to the motherland, what's the first thing that you do when you go back home? What's the very first thing you do? May or may not involve food, but what is the absolute first step you take when your feet touch Greek soil?
My mom makes me the variety of vegetable stuff. It's all about the vegetarian. My understanding, Greece is the number one country per capita in vegetarian food.
What?
Yes.
No kidding.
Yes.
Okay, and we learned from Tom Alfonso a little bit earlier on the show that Crete is the third, Greece is the third largest olive oil producing country in the world. Crete alone, what did he say, 30,000? 30,000 olive trees just in Crete.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these people, and olives are at the center of every vegetarian experience in Greece.
Let me put it this way. When you go driving, you'll always see an olive tree. As long as you're outside of Athens, you will always see an olive tree no matter where you're going.
And do you carry a net in your car just in case you want to spontaneously
forage and grab some? Everywhere. It's just everywhere.
Right on. What about where do you love most from a culinary perspective? What region of Greece really speaks to your heart?
The northern, the Pelio, yeah. Pelio side.
And hence the name.
Correct.
Right, exactly. So let's talk a little bit about Pelio. So you guys are doing lunch business here. You're doing dinner business here. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, we do lunch, dinner. Obviously, we do some catering. Some of the newer stuff. I think last time we were on, we were making our sausage.
Yes.
Our homemade, you know, saftalia sausage.
Yeah, yes, with the wonderful buns.
Correct. And now we're about to make a more, it's called Cortini Sto, which is a red beef stew.
Mm.
And that's based with, like, cloves and cinnamon. So it's got a little bit of a different taste
gorgeous.
To it. We're excited that the kids are coming back next week.
Yes,
even though it's been a good summer.
Yes,
I can't complain about that. But they're coming in, and the shows are starting. So we're always busy when the shows are here.
Yeah, I mean Centennial Hall is
500 feet away.
Is 500 feet away.
Correct.
And you want to have kind of a dinner and a show experience. Pelio is a great idea because again, you get to experience that kind of that old world tradition without leaving Tucson.
Correct. And something else a lot of people don't know is that, you know, parking is not as difficult because we do, and almost everybody down here validates after 5 o'clock, so they can go park at the Tyndall Garage. And we will validate their tickets along with some other of the businesses down here. So there's always place to park.
Main Gate Square has solved the parking issue. You know, no longer will parking be an excuse.
Correct.
You actually can come. They're making it. They could not have made it any easier for you. Park on the Tyndall Street Parking Garage. Take a 40-second walk from the garage to Pelio. Sit outside, little people watching.
Yep.
Sit inside. You've got this beautiful Greek mural that literally stretches the entire span of the restaurant. Where was the inspiration for this art?
That inspiration was based on, actually, on the right side we have Achilles, and then we have the centaurs. I don't know if you knew that the centaurs were actually from Mount Pelio. That's where they're actually based.
Perfect.
And Olympus was at war at one point. And on the other side, we have Aphrodite to represent more of the islands and the Cyprus and, you know, in that region.
And might I say, she's representing it quite well.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm not an art history guy, but I mean, I would say that is a very kind of traditional representation.
I saw you staring at her when you first walked in, but, you know, your wife is here, so we won't go into more details.
That's right. This is live radio. It's a family show, George. But anyway, I see that you had brought out some things for us to try. And again, we're going to be talking about an event that's happening on September the 13th, a little bit later on in the show, a chance for any of our listeners to come and experience what this whole trip is about. We're going to have some food from Pelio Grill. We're going to have some food from Cafe Torino, representing the Italy side.
Wonderful.
We're going to be having pastizzi from Malta is going to be there. Chris Cohen is going to be there pouring some ouzo, some Italian wines, representing some of the regions that we're going to be experiencing. More information about that event is coming up, so stick around. Plus, a chance to win a $50 gift certificate for Pelio Grill is coming up here in a couple of minutes. But you brought out some things for us to try, and boy, did you ever, George Marcou, making friends wherever you go. Now, I'm interested in this survey of flavors that you have put before us. Do these represent kind of any of the different regions and the traditions that we're going to be experiencing when we're in Greece next year?
Just a very small amount, yes.
Okay, all right.
We got the vegetarian plate, which is your normal dolmades with the melizano salada, or that's the eggplant dip. Then we got the hummuses, of course, the kalamata olives, the tzatziki, all that stuff we made here in-house. Then the other one is the platter of pretty much the different meats that we have. Anywhere from a traditional gyro, the chicken souvlaki. Chicken gyro is something that we also have new. That's the one with in the tomato sauce. Our very famous sausage, Greek sausage, that's made from pork on the right side. And then with a tzatziki. And then we also have the beef souvlaki. And all that stuff is all made here daily.
Every day.
Served every day.
Scratch made with love from the binder.
Correct.
No one has ever seen other than you.
Correct. And
right.
And then we eventually, we haven't brought out, we got the calamari and also some salmon, some of the, you know, the ocean side kind of dishes. And then we have some specials here and there that when we find good fish, we bring it out.
So, Lisa,
beautiful.
The cuisine is at the heart of the Greek story. I mean, Greek, if you want to know what really makes a Greek thrive, food is at the center. And how obvious is that sitting here before all this great food?
Yes, absolutely beautiful, colorful, absolutely beautiful.
Dolmades.
Those are stuffed grape leaves with rice. Okay. Dill and spices.
The craftsmanship of rolling the domates. I mean, to me, I would give up after 5 seconds.
It's like little cigars.
I was going to say it. I'm a cigar guy, so I appreciate the attention to where the seams go. And you really want this to stand as authentic as it can. And this is what you know. Now, with the domates, is there a dip? Is there a roll? Is there? Is this
you can have it with like a lemon sauce. You can have it with any of those dips.
Is this lemon sauce right here?
I believe that's hummus.
Okay.
You can do with tzatziki. That's fine too.
All right.
And that's a little more garlicky right there, but. You know, obviously, garlic is the number one ingredient along with olive oil.
Absolutely.
So
see, this domas to me, it's like candy. I mean, it's just so wonderful in the different flavors that are popping. You know, you got some bitter, you got some fresh, you got, you know, the garlic, the spice coming out of the tzatziki. And again, just beautiful. What's the stuffing in there?
Rice with spices. Mostly it's like lemon, a dill type of a spice.
You can't have a story about Greek food without domas leading the way. Where would you suggest we go next? I've had the domates. Lisa's showing remarkable restraint. You got to dig in. I mean, we have enough for a family of, there's enough for me.
We mentioned about the sausage, but you never tried it.
All right, so
that is the one that's mixing the chicken souvlaki, that one.
Okay, I'm going to pick up on that.
That's fine.
Okay, look at this.
Using your hands.
Oh, my gosh.
That we make here, and then we use what's called a cow fat. That is the outside lining of a stomach. And it looks like a spider web. A lot of the French chefs in the world, they use it. And it's just a way of wrapping instead of using your typical sausage kind of a casing.
Right.
And what that does is kind of melts and all the flavors go into the sausage.
Absolutely beautiful. You know, and you can't get good stomach these days. You just can't. And you're just going to come here to Paleo Grill. This, to me, has this sense of being of rustic. You want a kind of a rustic experience when it comes, you know, handmade, manual, love, intention, big flavors, right?
Yep.
Okay, gorgeous casings, the sausage, and what do you call this?
Seftalia. That's actually, that's more famous in Cyprus.
Okay, so I'm going to take a little bit of the pita.
There you go.
I'm going to put the seftalia. I'm going to take a little of the, I'm actually going to go with a little hummus on the, and I'm just going to go in. I've made myself a little bite.
There you go.
What's my Greek name, George? You got to give me a Greek name.
Mathopoulos.
Mathopoulos.
Mathopoulos. Mathopoulos are great.
We have some listeners that might want to have a chance to win a gift card. And it's funny to say when you have Mathopoulos as Skivaki in the center of his mouth. But anyway, have you thought about something fun to ask our listeners today?
You know, I have, but I'm just... I guess the question would be, where do they think I was born?
Oh, this is a great question.
Yeah, just a personal question.
We've talked about George Marcoux as the center of the Paleo Grill story, and George was born where? Okay, and if we have a right answer, that's great. If we have answers that aren't, we're going to pick the closest one in proximity to where George Marcoux was born. If you think you know the answer to the question, send me a note right now on themenulive@gmail.com, onthemenulive@gmail.com, and we're going to be giving a $50 gift certificate to the person who gets it or the closest. Going to take a very quick commercial break. Thanks to more sponsors. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up with George Marcoux and give you some more information on how you can learn more about this exciting cruise in this live broadcast from Paleo Grill. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, friends, you've already made On the Menu Live your weekend destination for the most delicious hour on radio. Come back Sundays for the most compelling hour on radio. American Warrior Radio with my friend Ben Bueller Garcia, telling the stories of those who protect and inspire us. Sundays from noon to 1, right here on 104.1 KQTH, your weekend destination for great radio. Red Snapper with rice noodle puffs and tomato sauce. Chicharrones with jicama slaw, Thai chili, mint, and basil. Bison meatloaf with kiwi, melon, and mulberry. These are the kinds of specials that rotate regularly at Boca Tacos and Tequila. And you thought Boca was only about tacos? Think again! Fresh off her appearance on the Food Network's hit TV program Chopped, Tucson chef Maria Maison continues to blow our minds back home at Boca with daily specials that showcase the personal expression of her unique Sonoran story with bold flavors, fresh ingredients, and the kind of kitchen creativity that made her a national media star. I've always loved Boca for gourmet tacos and premium tequilas, and now there's even more to love with their daily lineup of entree specials. Now, where was I? Hot noodle soup with a guajillo chili puree. Pan-seared salmon.
Boca Tacos and Tequila on 4th Avenue, just north of 6th Street. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 10 and Sunday 11 to 8. Check out their full menu today at BocaTacos.com.
Russell broadcasting live with Bubba Ganoush. Shut them on my microphone. In this live broadcast from Pelio Grill here with our celebrity co-host, Lisa Summer, luxury travel specialist with Bon Voyage Travel, and our celebrity feature star, George Marcoux. Now, in the commercial break, a plate just arrived, and I was fascinated because you called it cheese, but you said it's kind of a cheese that doesn't melt.
Correct. It's called halloumi. It's actually from Cyprus, and this is imported straight from Cyprus. And it's dense, and when you grill it and you put lemon on it, it just does not melt. I used to make that when we had a farm and we had cows. We used to actually make it ourselves with the goat meat milk.
Just beautiful.
It's a flavor.
The texture of that, it's got that sear.
Yep.
So it's grilled, and there's almost like there's a nutty flavor to it. It's got a little bit
Correct.
Of a nut profile. Again, we have just only begun to experience the survey of Greek flavors. I want to remind everybody, September the 13th is the day on a Thursday at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Philip's Plaza, the River and Campbell location. We are offering you the opportunity to come and learn a little bit more about this trip, and it is not going to cost you a single penny. It is a free event, but you have to RSVP or else we cannot let you in, and the way to do that is to send me an email on themenulive@gmail.com. Our friends from Bon Voyage are going to be there. Our friends from Celebrity Cruises are going to be there talking about the ship, talking about the excursions, talking about the adventure, talking about all of the great experiences we're going to be having on ship and on shore. We're going to be having Chris Cohen from Young's Market. He's going to be pouring a little ouzo for us to sample. We're going to be tasting some Italian wines that represent the regions of Italy that we're going to be experiencing. Malta Joe, Joe Gauci from Malta Joe's Baked Goods is going to be there serving up some pastizzi, which is the Maltese street food. You have to experience that. We're going to have food from Cafe Torino, representing regional Italian. We're going to be having food from Pelio Grill.
Oh, my goodness.
Representing regional Greek. This is the one event that you must not miss. Again, it's happening 6 o'clock at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics at 6 p.m. Send me an email on themenulive@gmail.com. Let me know you're coming, because if you're not on the list, I got to say you can't come in. But anyway, this is where you're going to learn about the cruise. If you want to learn about a little bit more about the cruise, in the meantime, go to onthemenulive.com, click on the cruise link, and it is all there for you to see. George, what else do we need to know about Pelio Grill?
We're open 7 days a week, and we're about to enter our busy season. So we do take reservations on shows, so I suggest you do that. Otherwise, you will be waiting.
Yeah.
And Καλλιόρεξη, ευχαριστώ πολύ που μας βοήθησε τόσα χρόνια.
Yes.
Και θα συνεχίσουμε τις δουλειές όπως κάνουμε πάντα.
Yes, but only on Thursdays.
Yes.
I don't know what that means.
There might be some Greek listeners out there. I'm sure they are. So
very well, maybe.
You know.
Exactly. What is the
I am
thing?
The real thing. That's why I wanted to kind of get to the point, I guess.
And this is where we say opa.
That's right. Exactly where we say opa. Is there one dish on the menu that you think kind of best stands as a symbol of what Greek is all about? If someone comes in here and they've really never had the privilege of experiencing Greek cuisine, where would you suggest a newbie start to begin their Greek story?
The Greek sausage.
What would you
because
it,
because it's different.
And you can't
nobody
get it
else
anywhere
has
else.
It.
I was just going to say, I haven't seen it on
Correct.
Any other menu.
You can get the gyro, the traditional other stuff. You know, we all make it probably different ways. All Greek restaurants in town are good. It's just the only thing that I have that nobody else has.
Great. Okay, so we tried the sausage. We tried the dolmades. Again, we're really exciting and activating parts of the palate that are really coming alive that are going to keep doing that until we get on this cruise and come back. But what else should we try while we're here with you, George?
Obviously, the chicken gyro.
Okay.
The chicken souvlaki, which you already got.
All right, I got the souvlaki served on a stick.
On a stick, yes.
Traditional Greek street food, right?
Absolutely. And I actually, what's interesting, story behind that, there is a mold that I brought straight from Thessaloniki. Actually, I had it shipped over, that makes that come out the way it does. So you fill it up with meats.
Okay,
then you put the skewers through, and it's always perfect looking. It's always good looking.
It's almost like, you know, back to the cigar story. You know, when you hear box pressed,
yes.
You know, they're box pressed, so they're uniform in appearance. That almost has that same kind of style.
It's the same concept.
And if you think about it, you know, when you tenderize chicken, when you pound it, that really helps to tenderize. So when you're bringing this into that mold, you're creating it so there's no hot spot. There's no, you know, sides that's getting more heat than others. It's all uniform. So I'm thinking this is probably going to be the best bite of chicken I've ever had. All right, you got to talk because I got to eat.
And then the other one would be the chicken gyro, which is that we cook that on charcoal. And then after that, we toss it in a, kind of a spiced tomato sauce. So that has a little bit different flavor. Of course, you got the traditional gyro. And believe it or not, our rice. There is rice underneath there, and it's basmati rice with a dill and a lemon kind of a taste to it, which is unique and different. That you probably ever had before.
And lemon, I mean, again, a centerpiece in the grocery store. How many lemons do you go through every week here?
We go through cases.
Cases of lemons.
Correct.
Okay. And there's 30,000 olive trees in Crete.
Oh,
my goodness. We're just adding to our...
Salmon comes with lemon. Octopus comes with lemon. The halloumi cheese comes with lemon. The sausage comes with lemon. Dolmades comes with lemon. Just think lemon.
That's all we got to do. So, George, you know, you're a foodie. You're a man who has food at the center of his being. When the first moment I met you, you know, we had a story about the passion of food. If you go home and you had to take everything out of your refrigerator to home, you go back to the Mark Fu family fridge, everything comes out except for one thing. What is the one thing that stays in the refrigerator at George Mark Fu's house that you simply cannot live without?
Wine.
Yes, indeed. You're getting a high five from Chris Cohen. And you got some Greek wines here as well.
Yes.
What do you love about Greek wines?
Just the variety and the simplicity.
Okay.
I mean, they're just simple to all your tastes.
And that's what that's the whole story. At the end of the day, it reduces
it
down to, look, it's a simple story. It's doing great things with simple and fresh ingredients. You don't have to overthink. You celebrate the native experience with the foods and the beverage and the grapes. It's really what Greeks are all about.
And that's what's unique about the Greek food. You don't need to marinate things. You don't need to overspice things.
Right.
You do it right and you cook them at a certain stage, like our lentils. Guarantee you, my brother makes them, best lentils you'll ever have. The same thing with spanakopita. You do them in certain stages. You can't just throw all the ingredients together.
Beautiful. All right, next on the list will be wine and lentils with George Marcoux. Anyway, George Marcoux, thank you so much for hanging out with us. If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on the website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Lisa Summer reminding you.